podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come from you from Miami, Florida. We're at my mother's and getting ready to attend a dental appointment this morning at the Veterans Administration. And today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. Continue to talk about wisdom, how it's difficult to really never comprehend her or succeed in fathoming her at last before we die. We're in chapter 24 with verse 28. The first human being never finished comprehending wisdom, nor will the last succeed in fathoming her. Salvation's wisdom is a concept that has intrigued human beings for centuries. It is often seen as the ultimate goal of life, the pinnacle of knowledge and the understanding for, it encourages humanity to live forever. Many philosophers, thinkers, and scholars have dedicated their lives to the pursuit of salvation's wisdom, seeking to unlock its mysteries and gain a deeper understanding of the world and our place in it. However, despite all of our efforts, it seems that the first human being never finished understanding the wisdom of salvation, nor will the last succeed in fathoming her when God removes the world to a deeper plane, sailed in spirit across every inch of the universe. The wisdom of salvation seems so difficult to grasp, for it is a deeply personal and subjective concept that can only be received by each individual. What one person considers wise, another may see as foolish, but in salvation, all come to know life eternal and find wisdom in a pursuit of truth and redemption. This is because salvation's wisdom is not just about knowledge or intelligence, but also about experience, intuition, and empathy. It is about understanding the complexities of human nature, the subtleties of relationships, and the mysteries of the universe. Salvation's wisdom is a multifaceted concept that cannot be easily defined or quantified. Furthermore, salvation's wisdom is not something that can be learned or acquired through study or research. It is a quality that comes from within, from a deep well of knowledge and understanding that is unique to each individual by surrendering our life of learning to Jesus Christ. It is something that is cultivated over time by practicing the Word of God daily through proclaiming a lifetime of experiences, failures, and successes in Christ, and praying unceasingly over every discussion and pursuit in life by placing God first. It is a journey, not a destination, and in its paths that it is never truly finished. In addition, salvation wisdom is a paradoxical concept. It is both simple and complex, profound and mundane, universal and individual. It is a quality that transcends language, culture, and time, yet it is also deeply rooted in our humanity and gives us all hope for living in peace. It is a fleeting glimpse of truth in a world of uncertainty, a beacon of light in a sea of darkness. It is a paradox that we can never fully grasp, yet we are constantly drawn to it, seeking to understand its mysteries and unlock its secrets. Salvation wisdom is a quality that is deeply intertwined with our emotions and our intuition. It is not just about logic or reason, but also about empathy, compassion, and love. It is about seeing the world through the eyes of others, feeling their pain, and sharing their joys. True wisdom, to me, is living salvation, seeking to share the goodwill of redemption, where forgiveness and love go hand in hand. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, as we pray every day, from evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 24. We're in verse 28 today, one stanza poem. Ongoing, it's titled, Wisdom Comprehended, Finished, Never. Human first to fathom her splendid, wisdom comprehended, finished, never. Succeed at last not comprehended, her fathomed a wish to be clever. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Williams. It's March 18, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Let's close at 7-Eleven in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. Jesus. God bless you in the wisdom of salvation. Amen.